So the epistle for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God, and if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 16. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, because my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? But he said, 100 barrels of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, for as much as he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, Make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Please be seated. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, this summer has quickly passed by, and it reminds us now, and we come to the pilgrimage, our pilgrimage that we make to Mother Cabrini's shrine. And so with that, in past years, we have talked about the spirit of a pilgrimage. In order for us then to have that proper spirit, and considering then what is a true pilgrim, and we can say that it is one that is led by God. Because of the fact of the desire that we have in giving honor and glory to God, that we would travel or assist at a pilgrimage, going to a holy place, to give that honor and that glory to Almighty God. And so St. Paul, in his epistle today, he explains to us the one camp or the one side of being led by God, and then the other side being led by the spirit of the world, the flesh. And so with that, I think very easily we can make that application to a pilgrimage or our pilgrimage. Because it is something that we have to try to consider in seeing. That not only for these 2 days that we go and we walk, and trying to have this proper spirit of a true pilgrim, but it's something that we have to understand that throughout our lives we are a pilgrim. And that is something that we've also talked about before. That certainly that we are just passing through this life, that God gives us a certain amount of time to spend in this life in order to then get to heaven. And so he gives us different graces throughout our lives. He gives us the different opportunities. And so, yes, a pilgrimage itself is a great opportunity for us. It can be a means of converting someone. It can be a means of trying to help us then to see truly why we are created. The only reason that we're created is to get back to God, to return back to Almighty God. And so in that sense, when we think about a pilgrimage, yes, a pilgrimage in this life, we are traveling to a holy place. We travel to that holy place for graces that we have received. We're traveling to that holy place for asking for graces for our soul, to save our soul. And so then when you look at what is the determination of a successful life here on this earth, it is if we get to heaven, if we reach our goal. And so yes, in the same aspect, the same way, we are traveling to a holy place. We are traveling to heaven. We're trying to gain heaven. And so, yes, we are pilgrims in this life. And so that's why, for me, then, when we look at it in terms of this two-day pilgrimage, as I say, it's a great opportunity for us to try to offer this to God, begging God for new graces, praying for the conversion of ourselves, our family, but also just realizing that we want to try to offer this to God. But we must come back to the idea that we are pilgrims every day of our life. That it's not just this 2 days that we make special and that's it. I mean, yes, these 2 days should help us then in every day of our life. And so that's where the understanding, the idea of being a true pilgrim. Because we are led by the Spirit of Almighty God. And so therefore, if we're led by the Spirit of God, well, then we are truly sons of God, sons and daughters of God. And so we're heirs to heaven. And so that is where we're meant to go. And so therefore, then, when we walk this pilgrimage, when we're praying and we're singing and we're giving glory to Almighty God, the example that we give to the people out in the world, but that is something that should come back and hit home to us, that every day of our life we should be doing the exact same thing, giving that good example to the people around us. That it's not just the 2 days, but these 2 days can grant, give us many graces from that. It's a great blessing for us. But it's also a reminder to us that we are pilgrims every day of our life. That we're meant to get to heaven. We're meant to go there. And so we spend this life trying to work toward that goal. That we try to give the good example to our fellow workers. We try to give the example to our family. That we continue to try to understand what is the true spirit of a pilgrim. And that is something that is trying to be a true son of God every day of their life. And so that's where, yes, when we look at the pilgrimage to Mother Caprini's shrine, we're heading to this holy place to give honor and glory to God, to thank God for the graces that He's given to our family, to our parish. And so as we walk through the heat, or as we walk being thirsty, or, you know, our feet are bothering us, or whatever it means, it's a reminder to us of the crosses and trials that will get us to heaven. It's a reminder of why we do this. And that's why it's so great for us to have that pilgrimage, because it is. It's a good reminder to us. Because of the heat, because of the pain, because of all of these things, it reminds us of why we're on this earth. And that is to get back to Almighty God. To live our lives in order to be pleasing to God. And so that's why we live our lives. We live our lives as pilgrims every day of our life, of trying to attempt to get to this holy place, which is heaven for us, which is where we belong. And so 1 year we had talked about Santiago, the pilgrimage to St. James, St. James the Greater. His feast was just on the 25th of July. And I'd mentioned to you about kind of the symbol of the pilgrimage, the seashell, and how in the seashell it has all the different grooves, because it's a reminder to us of the different routes, the different ways to get to this holy place. People travel from France, people travel from Spain. There's different routes that they take in order to end up at the tomb of Santiago, of St. James. But again, that it reminds us of the fact of how God has different paths for all of us. But those paths are meant to follow into, to go to then this holy place. I mean, that is the purpose for every single one of us. We all have our different routes. We have our different ways. But we all must end up at the same place. And so when you think about Santiago, and you think about the pilgrimage that these people make, usually it's over 30 days that they walk this pilgrimage to the tomb of St. James. We were blessed as seminarians to be able to visit Santiago de Compostela. We didn't make the pilgrimage itself, but we were so blessed to be able to visit where his tomb was. And that pilgrimage is something that has been going on for many, many years, hundreds and hundreds of years. And so the pilgrims, as I mentioned in years past, some of the pilgrims do it as just a feat. Can I do this or not? But for a lot of the people that they are doing it because of graces that they receive from God, or graces that they're asking for, favors that they're asking for from God. And they make this hard pilgrimage for that purpose. And so, yes, as I say, they come from different routes. They come from different ways, different walks of life, different places even. But it's a reminder to every single one of us that God is calling us to that one place, which is heaven. And it doesn't matter which route we take. It doesn't matter where we're coming from. But we must end up at that place. And so that for us is the understanding, the idea of what is truly a pilgrimage. That we are called by God to become sons of God, heirs to heaven. That is the calling that every single one of us has. And so therefore, when we make the pilgrimage, if you can help in any way, or even if you're at home and you pray for the success of the pilgrimage, well, then we're taking part in that in being a true pilgrim, in understanding that God is calling us to heaven. And so we will try to get there through whatever means that we can. Whatever route that God gives to us, thinking about the seashell and all the grooves that are in it, but they're leading to that one focal point. And that focal point for us is heaven. And so that is why St. Paul is very clear in telling us, if you live by the flesh, you will die by the flesh. If that is for you, then you will end up dying for all eternity in hell. If you live for the flesh. And that's why he tells us you must live by the Spirit of God. And so yes, when we're walking our pilgrimage, it seems so much easier to try to do these things for God. We have the support of all the people around us. We have the prayers. We have the opportunity for confession. And so yes, those 2 days is glorious for us. But we have to be careful of it wearing off afterward. That we go back into our own lives where we just, yes, follow the flesh. I mean, truly, when you look at a pilgrimage, if you put your heart and soul into a pilgrimage, in a way you're crucifying the flesh. Because it is hard. It is difficult. But it is worth it for us. But we must see that every day of our life, it is worth it to try to get to the end, which is heaven. That through the different things that we must offer up to God, the crosses and trials that we go through our everyday life, they are all worth it in order to get to heaven, to that one spot that God gives to us. The one spot that is reserved for every one of our souls. And so that is where we can be led by the Spirit of God in a true pilgrim sense. We are heirs to heaven. Will all of us receive that inheritance? No, because some will turn their back on Almighty God. Some, because of their life, will turn away from God. But God is calling us all to that one point. And so as I say, let us take this opportunity as we get closer and closer to the pilgrimage itself to think about how we are all pilgrims every day of our life. And in whatever capacity we can help with the pilgrimage, then we are trying to be a true son of God. We're trying to be a true heir to Almighty God. And so all we have to do is just look at the words that St. Paul gives to us, this exhortation, that if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if you live according to the Spirit of God, you will live for all eternity. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.